The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. First and foremost, I do want to say this before we jump into today's topic, which is kids' health in a toxic world. So we're going to dive down. Now, this does apply to adults too. So if you're like, oh, I don't have kids or my kids are grown, just know this very much does apply. Because we're going to talk more about environmental toxins, sleep and nervous system resets, just gut health. So we'll talk about the thing that does apply to adults as well. Though that being said, here's where I wanted to take a quick time out. You know, if you don't know what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, is that we are very much a family office. We look at health and wellness, just the longevity factor. But there's a lot of other people who come in with a lot of symptoms. And, you know, more often than not, we're not necessarily the first stop for individuals. But what is so awesome is that someone listening, so you might be the person listening right now that says, yeah, I referred my coworker in, or yeah, my son is coming in. You know, a lot of the times it's rare that people are like, oh, I listen to the radio and come in. But you kind souls are like, yeah, I know of someone. But we have just seen an amazing amount of people who have come in inevitably that have just been excited to restore their health, and they've done just that. So it really is a blessing, and I'm so grateful for everyone who's not only listening, but then send people in, and they get to experience exactly what we do in terms of health and wellness at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So it's always just, you know, I say this pretty often, and I really do mean it when I say it, is that, you know, I could die tomorrow. And although I would be very sad because I love my husband and my children very dearly, I know that I have gotten the opportunity to serve God's purpose here. And I think not a lot of people can say that. But inevitably, why he put me here is that I can help people restore their health so that they can better serve his purpose. So you don't necessarily have to be a believer in the office. We play Christian music, but other than that, most people probably wouldn't even know. But, you know, when I get the opportunity and the blessing of someone in front of me to be able to do that, and they're ready and willing to take action, like, how absolutely amazing is that? And so not to start off the kids show all sappy, but it's just one of those aspects. You're like, what a great day. What a great day to just be able to serve my purpose and his purpose for me here. So, you know, I'm just a thank you to everyone who is not only in the office, but very much one who's directed people towards our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. I am always and forever grateful. So before we dive down deeper into today's topic, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, omega-3 may help to protect women from Alzheimer's disease, new studies say. Researchers analyzed brain inflammation in 841 Alzheimer's patients. Omega fatty acids may help protect women from Alzheimer's disease, revealing why more women are diagnosed, according to a study from King's College London and Queen Mary University of London. The study, published in Alzheimer's and Dementia, the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association, found that women with Alzheimer's disease had fewer unsaturated fats, especially the healthy ones like omega fatty acids, compared to women without Alzheimer's. Researchers analyzed brain inflammation and damage in plasma samples of 841 Alzheimer's disease patients, according to this press release. Using mass spectrometry. Mass spec. Just had a little bit of a flashback from organic chemistry. I blacked out for a second. That was a pretty rough time in my life. Ugh. Okay, back at it. Using mass spec, researchers sorted 700 groups of lipid molecules found in the blood. Saturated lipids are generally considered, quote, unhealthy or, quote, bad lipids, while unsaturated fat, which sometimes contain omega fatty acids, are generally considered, quote, healthy, scientist notes in the release. They found a steep increase in lipids with, quote, unhealthy saturated fat in female Alzheimer's patients. The lipids with attached omega fatty acids were the most decreased in the Alzheimer's group. The study demonstrated a link between Alzheimer's disease and fatty acids, although further research and clinical trials are necessary to confirm the link. The first author of this study said scientists have been aware that Alzheimer's disease is more common in women. They said, although this still warrants further research, they were able to detect biological differences in lipids between the sexes in a large cohort and show the importance of lipid-containing omegas in the blood, which has not been done before. He added the results were very striking, and now we are looking at how early in life this change occurs in women. So about two-thirds of the 7 million Americans who have Alzheimer's disease are women, according to the CDC. About 4.2 million age 65 and older have the disease. So studies suggest that women should start, should make sure that they are getting omega fatty acids through their diet via fatty fish or via supplements. Fatty three omegas support brain health and can be found in fish such as salmon, chia and flax seeds, walnut, and supplements, according to the CDC. While the study did suggest women with Alzheimer's had lower levels of some unsaturated fats compared to men, this includes understanding the mechanisms behind this difference and finding out if lifestyle changes, including diets, could have a role. So she added that understanding how Alzheimer's works in women rather than men could help doctors be more specific about further treatment. So understanding how the disease works differently in women could help doctors tailor further treatment and health advice. The Alzheimer's Research UK is proud to be funding this work and will bring it a step closer to a cure. I thought it was interesting how they added in this as well, that the Alzheimer's Research UK is what's funding it, because I don't know if you remember, it was quite a few years ago that, maybe close to 10, that there was a research study that said omega-3 fatty acids could increase your risk. I think they said it was like a prostate cancer, and everyone was like up in arms. And when you actually looked at the research study itself, not just the news article that covered it, they found that it, they're like omega-3s cause cancer. And about halfway through the research study, they weren't getting the results that they had desired or thought or extrapolated. And so what they did is like halfway through the study, they changed the parameter of the study, which is egregious in the study world. And then they came out, but then also who funded this study? Like who's running the study? Who's funding the study? Always research your research. And what it turned out to be is it was a drug company funded this study. and whatever cancer that they had found that these omega-3s supposedly caused, they also were coming out with this new groundbreaking medication that also, quote, cured whatever cancer this omega-3s caused. You're like, one, not only do we know the importance of having omega-3s in your diet. Now, granted, if you can get it from like a natural source as opposed to fish oil, that's a, you know, that's a more ideal scenario. But I just thought it was so interesting that you're like, this is absurd, this study. And you dove down a little bit deeper where now it's like, hi, the literal Alzheimer's Association in the UK is like, can we help people? And you see these things where you're like, oh, where now omega-3s are protecting women's brains from Alzheimer's. I just think it goes to show, you know, and we teach it not in only adults. It's like, well, who should be having fish? And you're like, adults, more specifically, apparently women for their brain. And you're like, what about kids? You know, because when you look at this aspect of it's just so unfortunate because we kind of allow our kids to live in this toxic world and we think nothing of it because they're resilient, when in reality their cells, children's bodies are not the same as adults, but their nutrient need, if anything, is higher than adults because of that. But we just, you know, between food and toxicity and stress and, you know, all of these different things, there's so many strategies that we can give to have successful, healthy kids. And inevitably, you know, omega-3s is one of them. Now, and if your kids are not necessarily willing to eat salmon or cod, I do have some resources to be able to get their brains and their bodies moving and why they would even need fats to begin with. And we'll talk about that more next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Praises roar up from the ashes. Hope will rise. Death is defeated. Bring us the light.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I am Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking about kids' health in a toxic world. You know, I always feel as if it's just an aspect of we just try to do our best as moms and dads. I always look at these things and I'm like, I want it to be actionable in a takeaway sense that you don't feel like you walk away and think everything that I've ever done for my child is wrong. But the takeaway is that, oh my gosh, look at all of these things that I could very easily implement to just make things a little bit better. And I hope that makes sense. But some people really do despise this, but I will say it time and time again, unapologetically and unrelenting, is it's a good, better, best. It's 100% a good, better, best. You know, and I remind my kids of that too, honestly. If you guys don't remember, you can go back on the podcast link. So it's either on Apple Podcast, it's through freedom95.us. Go through Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne on any podcast platform, or you can always go to the freedom95.us. I had my son Elijah on here for Raising Healthy Families, and that was like a pediatric take on this. And it was an appropriate time to be like, hi, just to let you know, U.S. children are like 36 out of 38 in terms of poor outcomes for mental and physical health, as long as skill development, right? So that wasn't a good time to go through that. It was just one, like, how he eats and what he views as a healthy family and more mindset-wise and what we do. And, you know, so fun and very cute, even though he is mine. I will say it was a very cute one. But you can always look back on that episode. But this is a little bit different because this one, you know, when we looked at the marked decline in children's health since 2007, and it was a probably that was studied and it was studied through the Journal of American Medical Association. It was published just within the last year. But again, a marked decline in children's health since 2007, rising rate of chronic disease, mental health disorders, obesity, which is up from 17% to almost 21% of our youth, and increased child mortality, about 54 more child deaths per day compared to other wealthy nations. So, you know, when we look at this, but, you know, although we don't love the good, better, best necessarily, I do think that's one. You know, my kids will take their vitamins. We have a really great methylated chewable, not gummy, chewable vitamin in the office. There is, we'll talk a little bit about fish with kids and fish oil, but I have a really good gelatinous fish oil gummy, which my kids somehow have tricked themselves into thinking it's delicious. And it really is pretty non-offensive overall. Oh, yep. So we can always get samples of those. If you want to come into the office, we'll give you samples. But then too, I mean, it's just one where I'm like, listen, we're not perfect in terms of diet. Now, granted, we are probably about 90 to 95% really clean in terms of eating, but that 5%, then we've got to have some life balance. So if those are ones where you're like, hey, you had a couple tackles and a really great play at a sport, football, great, we're going to go celebrate with some ice cream, right? It's probably not going to be sugar-free. It's probably not going to be dairy-free. It's probably going to be a local ice cream place. And you're like, yeah, but you know what? But we took our vitamins and we take care of our body. So it allows us to be able to do these things in moderation versus, you know, when we have these kids who, you know, I saw a kid just the other day and I told his mom, I said, I really think that you need to bring him to the pediatrician because he looks like he's showing signs of symptoms of insulin resistance and diabetes. He was very, very heavy set, and you could start to see some of the outward signs and symptoms of that. And turns out he did. He had high liver enzymes. He was not necessarily diabetic at that point, but pre-diabetic, and he was only 12. So those are ones, and it doesn't necessarily have to be weight that's a factor in it, but it's just how he's eating. And so now, you know, they're making changes and they're seeing a huge change in not only like the family's health, but the kids' health. And those are ones where you're like, that is going to change the outcome of projection of his future, hopefully. And I bet you, honestly, more than anything, he just feels better. But I think a lot of the times we say, hey, you know, like, I truly believe when we look at obesity, for example, it's one of those ones where there just has to be a point in time where it's like, yeah, we got to let kids be kids, but we also have to have responsibility as adults in these children's lives where, you know, it's really simple. Like, there's just things that we don't have at the house and we won't have at the house, right? Like, or if there's something that the kids really want, we'll find maybe a better or healthy alternative. And if that's not an option, you know what we do? We just maybe have it once. Like, it's one where you're like, yep, you can have it this once. But we're into this crisis where we are last or second to last in every single category of health. Years of potential life lost, healthy longevity, infant mortality. I actually just, it wasn't my health in the news, but I had just seen Mississippi declares a public health emergency over rising infant mortality rates. You know, so it's an emergency declaration. Like, that is how that maternal and infant care, maternity care, deserts, resources for moms and babies, just all of these things. And you're like, we live in the United States and we have the best health care. And you're like, you could literally go to Mexico and have a better rate of infant mortality and maternal like mortality. You are better off. You are, have a higher survival rate going to Mexico to have your baby than here. And it's just statistics, right? And so those are ones where you're like, from a kid's aspect, it's like, what can we do to start lessening some of those loads? And so I want to be able to give you some actionable steps. Now, let's talk real quick about the need for omegas in the pediatric population. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. Now, when we talk about omega-3s, so omega-3s are vital structural building blocks for the brain. Now, DHA, right? EPA and DHA are the ones that we hear about the most. DHA is incredibly important. It's one of the most abundant omega-3s in the brain and the retina. So think eyes, making up about 40% of polyunsaturated fatty acids in the brain and 60% in the retina. It helps with neuronal signaling, so like brain signaling, neurotransmitter function, membrane fluidity. So kids honestly can't go without it. Now, these are ones often, one, you'll get some good healthy fats, obviously, from breast milk. But those are ones, if you ever look on formula, right? Like, went formula-based ones, it's like DHA, EPA. Sometimes they'll have ALA, but it's harder to kind of the conversion from plant-based ALA is less than 10% effective in producing DHA and EPA. So that's one more specifically when it's like for kids, for example. They've looked at kind of animal studies, and they found animals who've had DHA deficiency during early development impairs neurogenesis, so creation of nerves, neurotransmitter metabolism, learning, and vision. So in humans, maternal intake of omega-3s during pregnancy has been linked to improved problem solving and hand-eye coordination in infants at 9 to 30 months. Omega-3 supplementation in children has short-term enhancements, including visual attention, working memory, executive function, and communication. And so when you're like, how do I get more omega-3s into my kid? Now, number one, feed them more fish. And that might be easier said than done. But honestly, we have been giving my kids, I have three of them. So if you're like, kids don't eat fish, I would beg to differ. I actually take pictures. My kids, now this is a little bit unique, but I like them, which is why they like them, is they like sardines. Now, I think sometimes people confuse sardines with anchovies. Anchovies are the little ones, they're real salty. Sardines just taste generally like fish, and they've got bones in them, so it's so good for calcium too. But you can't taste the bones because they're kind of small. But I have sardines on hand all the time. The kids will be like, can I have a snack? And I'm like, we have a rule in the house. It has to be like, if they typically want a snack, I'll be like, hey, it has to be something healthy. Something healthy includes fruits, vegetables, meat, cheese, or we've got like these little healthy protein yogurts. Those are their options. Meats, there's some healthier like meat options that we have. But those are kind of their general options. So if they're hungry additionally after dinner because they didn't eat enough, or they're going through growth spurts, or, you know, just being in sports, like we'll have dinner beforehand and they need to be fully fed again after sports, which is literally far past their bedtime by the time they shower, not here nor there. But parents of kids in sports, you will understand that completely. But it's just one of those ones, like you have fruit, vegetable, meat, cheese, or yogurt. Like those are your healthy, or a lot of times we'll have hard-boiled eggs in there too. And they'll just eat like a hard-boiled egg. So But that's an option for them, right? And so if I hadn't eaten sardines, they probably wouldn't have tried sardines, and that wouldn't have necessarily been an option for them. But those are ones, if they aren't, you know, we'll do salmon in the house, and the kids will, they eat the salmon, wild caught salmon, and then wild caught cod. That's probably their favorite. It's a very mild white fish. We'll often just put it in the pan. You know what's really interesting, honestly? We did fish taco, and we used wild caught cod, and we put a little bit of butter in a stainless steel pan. And we had some family over, and not all of them like fish, adults. And so we had just some like standard ground beef. And I had asked the kids, I'm like, do you want fish tacos or do you want regular beef tacos? And all three of them wanted fish tacos. I was like, get out of here. It's like one of those little mom wins that you have. So if you're not able to do that, we have these, it's a supplement. And they're little gummies. My kids think that they taste like orange or yellow Skittles. Joke's on them. They don't really get Skittles, so that is very relative. But it's orange in flavor, and we keep them in the fridge, and they love them. And especially now that school has started, you know, obviously the attention is so important. But again, and kids, short-term enhancements of visual attention, working memory, executive function, and communication. That's who I want them to be at school, right? Inevitably, I want their brains to grow and develop because, you know, kids eating omega-3s over time, they found more about verbal learning and memory. They actually found that a smaller study, so 400 to 1200 milligrams of DHA over 8 weeks, increased prefrontal cortex activation. Why that's so important is because that's specifically associated with attention, impulse control, and planning. And so many times we're like, how else can we add it in? You know, one of the easier ways are obviously those supplements if your children don't get that. Through nutrition. So if they're like avidly against, but as an adult, a really awesome thing to think about is that you have the ability to also eat those and offer them to your kids. Your kids want to eat what you eat. The only reason why my kids eat sardines is because I gave them sardines because I was eating sardines. And then they're like, oh, that's actually kind of good that now they figured out how to open them up themselves, plate them themselves, and grab out forks. So it's just one that's like readily available for them whenever they're ready. One that you can do more plant-based. Now, for a lot of these grain developments, when you're looking at the DHA, this research is specific from marine source. So that is a fish source of this. Two other ways that I sneak in some omegas from a plant-based aspect is chia seeds and hemp seeds. Hemp seeds, you can get like bags of them just at the health food aisle. I think they're mostly by the nuts and seeds area over there. I open them up, throw them in the refrigerator. These are the most non-offensive foods that you can sneak into your kids. They're soft, so there's not like a crunch, which it allows you to hide them a little bit more. There's not much of a flavor. They're pretty bland. So I will throw them. I made a Greek salad just the other day for a bunch of girlfriends who stopped by my house. And I threw a bunch of them in there. And it was wonderful and great because they didn't even know I was sneaking in a bunch of like good healthy omega-3s into their salad. But for the kids too, I mean, you can sprinkle it on anything. Like you could even sprinkle that on tacos and they literally would if they saw it, but they really wouldn't know the difference. Where chia seeds, I do chia seeds in our egg banana pancakes because again, it's just a way that I can hide it in there. They love egg banana pancakes, which are basically eggs and bananas. So it's one banana to two egg ratio. I blend it up, throw some of the chia seeds. I did it Sunday. I did it just this past week. I had six bananas. I added in a couple extra eggs because my kids are savages. So it's 14 eggs. And so probably, I don't know, half a tablespoon of cinnamon and probably 3 or 4 tablespoons of chia seeds. I blend it And then I just make little flat pancakes. My kids are obsessed with them. They will eat a ton. They have really good choline in the egg yolk for brain development. And then two, the chia seeds, they're not real crunchy. They don't get stuck in your teeth because they're blended up with it. And they get really, really good omega-3 fatty acids in there. So there's a lot of different ways, but from a brain development, there's another one too for omega-3s about asthma. There's a 10-month study found that 120 milligrams combined of DHA and EPA help reduce asthma symptoms, right? So it's not like we're treating asthma in our chiropractic office, but they have looked at lung volume following adjustments and how that improves. And then when you add in these good anti-inflammatory nutrients, like, you know, fish oil, like you start to see kids like just function better, attention, impulse, planning. So just from that aspect, it's one where you're like, yeah, we might not be perfect, but it's just a way that we can integrate this health and wellness. So when it's like, hey, we have this toxic world of all of these incredibly inflammatory oils and just things that we eat and processed food, you know, my kids get, I pack lunch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they get school lunch Thursday, Friday. Which school lunch, I mean, they're not using, they're not mindful of oils. They're not, it is what it is. It gives the kids life balance that they get to go up, they use their school number, they have the opportunity of choice. It is not the best food. Fat is best, I totally get it. But from like a chemical standpoint, organic types of oils, those are just ones like we do things a little bit differently at home. So, but it's balance, right? So if they're consistently taking something that's anti-inflammatory, when they do those things that are more inflammatory, kind of evens out. So we're not building disease inside of their body. That's something that's really important to me. Now, when we return, the aspect of chemical soup. Where are these chemicals finding? And we'll talk more about it next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
One reason that I do this show is to help bring bits and pieces of actionable steps for parents to try to help better their lives and their kids' lives. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we're talking kids' health in a toxic world. Now, I can very confidently say that raising kids is hard because I'm actively doing it right now. So, you know, there's points and times that you like take the win. Like someone's like, oh my gosh, your kid's doing so good. And you're like, yes, you know. They hit a crayon yesterday or whatever. There's like, you just have to take the wins as they come. But, you know, childhood rates of ADHD, anxiety, gut disorders, allergy have like doubled and tripled in some regards over the last 20 years. And so now versus years before, kids today are exposed to more toxins, more screens, more processed foods, stress. I look back, I'll never forget. She's my godmother. She's passed, but, you know, she used to like nab me up from school, daycare, and take me to McDonald's, right? All the things as a kid. And when I started having kids, you know, eating healthy and we're doing all these things. And she was like, you know, you did this growing up and you never died. And I'm like, that's true. But also you look at what the ingredients list was on a McDonald's cheeseburger and French fries however decades ago, right? Versus like today, and they are not the same. So we want to think like, oh, it's just all the same. But in reality, it's not. You know, like even the dyes that are out now. Here's a great example, right? When we talk about just like the chemical soup of what we have, the synthetic dyes. And I feel like recently they've really been, you know, in the news over the course of the last months into years now, because they're like, hey, you know, these big companies are going to start removing them. Like Kellogg's and all the things. We were at a sports game just this past week with me and my kids, and they had someone with Gatorade there. And they're like, hey, mom, can I have Gatorade? And I was like, yes, can you, if there's like the clear ones or like the white ones, can you just choose those instead? And my kids are really respectful of that. Like the blues, the reds, the greens, like, you know, some of my kids do better than others, but there is a notable difference in their behavior with red dye. And so we just don't do it. And a lot of those Gatorades are laden with red dyes. And so they're like, hey, mom, can we grab a Gatorade? I'm like, yes, preferably the white or the clear ones, if you can, if there's any. And they did. They both found them and they got them and they drank their Gatorade and it was, you know, fine, whatever. Is there other things in there that I don't love? Yes. But does it give them life balance that they worked really, really hard at a sports game? And then that was one of their, quote, treats, you know, like when we have treat day, like it's still fun. But, you know, we do, like I'll do the Honest Juice boxes or Capri waters, which is literally like waters, flavoring, and stevia. Now, are the flavorings perfect? Probably not. But in a good, better, best, there's no dyes, right? There's no additional sugar. So, but there was a mom there. There was the gentleman who had the Gatorades was like, mom said no red dye. He's like, is there a thing with red dye? And I said, in our house, yeah, we try to avoid it just because I do see some marked behavior changes, like not positively. And so we just try to avoid it. And this other mom chimed in and she goes, yeah, so much. Did you see Fruit Loops is cutting out all the dyes now? And I was like, yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction. She goes, yeah, did you see what they look like now? And then she asked me, she's like, did you see what the new Fruit Loops look like? He hasn't. He doesn't know what the old Fruit Loops look like, but okay. And she was like, they all look like Band-Aids now. It's all Band-Aids. It's all skin color Band-Aids. You know, we're still not going to eat Fruit Loops, but it's just one of those ones you're like, and that's, you know, people are just used to this like vibrant American color and you're like skin colored Band-Aid Fruit Loops. You're like, I bet you they still taste the same. But I think it's just one of those things that's like we try to avoid some of that process. It's not the same. The amount of chemicals that you have to think about. Here's what a lot of people don't know is that a lot of the pajamas that our children wear have flame retardant on them, because you're like, hey, if you're in a fire, we don't want you to burn up. But like even last night, for some reason, I gave my kids a kiss goodnight and my oldest was so sweaty. So I don't know if he had like a low grade fever or if he was just like, he was under a lot of covers. So I just like uncovered him a little bit, but I'm like, you know, if his pores are open and he's in pajamas that are laden with flame retardants, guess what goes into his system? You know, it's things that we don't think about. You know, things that we don't think about is the pesticides and how we know that glyphosate has a huge negative effect around it. I mean, yes, that is what's sprayed on our food when you have conventional food. So you have something like apples and you're like, that directly impacts gut health. You know, and then we have all of this gut health. We've got plastic. You know, we really don't use any plastic in our home. The one time we do use plastic is during wrestling season. You know, everyone's running around without shoes, mats. Those are ones I very intentionally choose not to bring glass containers, because if something were to break, that would be pretty detrimental for a lot of people who are wrestling around for like a little shard of glass. So I use plastic there. I don't heat up any food in there. I don't keep it in there. But if I could have a salad, or if I make the kids like vegetables, I'll throw them in that plastic. So if and when it's dropped, the detriment of that dropping is pretty minimal. You know, it's like maybe we lose some food or the plastic cracks, but it's not now finding glass shreds in people's feet and face and arms and all the things. So I think those are ones where it's like you probably can't take away every single one, but making those ones where you're like, hi, what are the clean 15 and the dirty dozen? Make that change. So our apples that we do are organic. The berries that we do are organic. And specifically because we do a lot of apples and we do a lot of berries. Breakfast, lunches, obviously I just shared with you about all the snacks. That's just an aspect of how we have the opportunity, ability to kind of cut back some of those. But then too, you know, just another aspect of what are some natural ways for detoxification for someone who's maybe 4 or 10 or 14. You know, there are natural ways to open up to help get rid of some of those toxins. And that's more of what we talk about in the office. Or if you have questions about more of kind of the process, that's one where an initial exam would be like a good next step for that. Two other aspects that I really want to touch base on in, you know, healthy kids in a toxic world is screens and blue light. You know, I think that we start this at such a young age that even at school now, you maybe don't want them to have all of this screen time. And it's like, it's not really a choice. It's just part of school. Though that being said, at home, we really do try to, one, get outside. There's such a loss of natural play, like being in the dirt, climbing the trees, running barefoot. Like these are the things that build immune system. They help with nervous system resiliency. Like we're stuck outdoors. My kids, this is the second year in a row of doing it, but 1,000 hours outside. And so we are approaching that 1,000 hours of being outside. And it's awesome, you know, like, and you think 1,000 hours outside, we do it. We try to do it over the course of a year. This year we started, January, and it averages about like 3 to 3.5 hours a day, which, you know, obviously we live in Indiana, it's a little bit harder. But even when it was, you know, when there's snow on the ground and the kids are like, I need to go get my hours outside, or, you know, even if it's just like doing some reading, but they go outside for that. But then too, I think being outside separates them so much from the synthetic blue light in the screens, right? It's interesting if you look at your kid's phone or iPad or whatever it is, how much time is really on there, like their actual time. Let me see if I can, the amount of time kids, here it goes. So a study that was published August of 2025, links 4+ hours daily of screen time among kids aged 6 to 17 with significantly higher rates of anxiety, depression, behavioral issues, ADHD, obviously reduced physical activity, irregular bedtime, shorter sleep, contributing to some of these associations. So, you know, with the average kids on the screen for 2 to 3 hours a day. And so 4 hours, although it might seem like a lot, like I encourage you as an adult to look at the amount, like look at your screen time, see what you've been getting on there. Cause those are ones where I'm like, no. So, you know, now we have puzzle and reading and writing before bed. Super fun, I know. But those are just ones where it's like our wind down time. Hey, the last 20 minutes before we start doing bedtime and brush and teeth and those routines, it's going to be without a screen, and it gives them time for their brain to not be like, oh my gosh, I see all of this light and now it's like the middle of the day and we're like, go to bed. You know, they're overstimulated, they're overwhelmed, their system hasn't processed any natural melatonin in their system. So it's just one of those aspects where it's like, you know, getting outside, I think there's so much to be said about that, doing what we can to cut out the toxins. And again, now, if you have someone that you know and love who have more of these, like that's one where we do see in the office. We're actually working on a really great testimony as of right now for a patient who came in and just like attention and ability to listen and, you know, a lot of those kind of symptoms, sign and symptoms of ADD, ADHD has had a huge change in terms of mood and behavior. And mom is just beside herself on how awesome that is. You know, or we have another one with like constipation. Was on Miralax adult at 2.5, was on adult dosage of Miralax for over a year, 2.5 years old. Talked to mom the other day. I said, hey, how's it going? And she goes, oh, we haven't started the Miralax since we started, which I think is awesome. You know what I mean? And it's not that weird, but when you get down to the root cause of some of these issues, I think it's so noteworthy. To be able to have that ability and aspect of like what we do. So, you know, but I think next step is just coming in and figuring out how can we help at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So first steps is an appointment, 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.